And now we bring you a thrilling crime detective story taken from the pages of the leading detective publication, True Detective Mysteries Magazine. Our story begins on a farm near Highland, Illinois.
Well, Harry, we'll plant these 30 acres along the road in alfalfa.
All right, Mr. Figger.
And I want a new post and wire fence here along the road.
All right. That'll make about 5 miles of new fence this year.
Well, nothing like keeping pasture land well fenced. Say, Harry.
Hmm?
What do you make of that team coming up the road?
Looks like them horses are feeling their oats.
Well, that's a runaway team.
Hey, you're right, Mr. Figger. Now, whose team is that?
Well, that big bay horse looks like John Nungess's. Come on, let's stop them.
No, that team's running wild. You can't stop them now. Let them run themselves off.
They may hurt somebody or smash themselves up. Come on, Harry. Take off your coat. Wave it in the park.
All right.
Whoa there. Keep waving that coat. I'm going to grab them as they come by.
Be careful, though. They're running crazy. Mr. Brinker, be careful.
Gentle a big bay a minute.
All right. Gosh, Mr. Vicker, I never thought you were going to stop this team. Oh, there, boy. Oh, there. Now, you're all right. Well, that's a good horse.
Wasn't much to it, Harry. You kind of had him flagged down.
Yeah.
Say, this is John Nungess's team. All of a lather, too.
I wonder what could have happened to John. Oh, there, now, boy.
Horses must have thrown him down the road there.
They must have been mighty scared to bolt in a farmer like John Nungess.
Yeah. Oh, there, boy. That's it. Nothing's going to hurt you now.
Yeah.
Come on, Harry. Gather me up those reins.
What are you going to do?
We're going to drive this team back up the road. Stand at their heads until I get in the wagon.
All right. Easy there now, boys.
All right, Harry.
Ooh.
Let them go.
All right.
Hop in as I turn the wagon around.
All right, I'm ready.
Come on. Get in, boys. Get in. Side of the road, and I'll watch this.
All right. I got my eye for you.
Come on.
Mr. Figger.
What?
Pull the wagon over.
Oh.
You see what I see?
I'm afraid I do. Whoa, boys.
John Nungess.
Must have been pitched clear out of the wagon. Come on, Harry. Be right there. Tie the horses to this telegraph pole.
Look.
What's the matter? John.
No use calling him. He's dead.
Dead?
Yeah. Shot. Riddled with bullets.
Poor fella. He must have been hit at least 12 times.
Huh. Do you think some gang could have killed him?
What gang if we around here? Who'd want to kill an honest young farmer like John Nungesser?
Expecting this, Mrs. Nungesser?
Well, not exactly expecting it. My husband seemed afraid of something.
Oh, what was John afraid of?
I don't know. Just something.
Did he owe anybody any money?
Owed the bank. A little. You see, Sheriff, we just got married a month ago and bought this little piece of land.
Could anybody have been jealous of you, Mrs. Nungesser?
Oh, no.
Mrs. Nungesser, you take the news of your husband's murder rather calmly.
I'm sorry, Sheriff. What else can I say? He's dead.
With 12 bullet holes in him. Mrs. Nungesser, where do you keep your guns?
Guns? I haven't got any.
Take a look around, Blair.
All right, Sheriff.
I should be mad at you, but I ain't. I know it's just your way.
Well, when a young, peaceful farmer like your husband is murdered, anybody can be a suspect.
Even you, Sheriff?
That's right.
Hey, look, Sheriff, look what I found here.
Give me that.
What is it, Blair?
This picture of a dead man. Lying out in the woods with a revolver near his hand.
Give me that. You have no right to that.
Now, just a minute, Mrs. Nungesser. Let me have that photograph there. I've seen this before.
Yeah, who is it, Sheriff?
It's a picture of a man shot through the head. Supposedly by his own gun.
That's true.
Oh, I remember now, Blair. This is a picture of Robert Careley.
Yeah?
He was a farmhand around here and he committed suicide. So they said.
That is true.
And why were you keeping this photograph?
What was this Robert Kelly to you?
Why, what? He was my husband. That's all.
Oh, so you're the woman who was married to Bob Kelly, eh?
Yes, that's what I said. He was my husband.
Where did you first meet him?
On the farm where he worked.
How long were you married to your first husband before he committed suicide?
About a month, Sheriff.
Uh-huh. And your second husband was killed after about a month, too, eh?
Yes. I told you I'm sorry about that.
We're sorry, too, Mrs. Nungesser. Only we're a little different. We're going to do something about it.
John was a fine boy. A good son.
Mrs. Nungesser, your grief as a mother is hard to watch, but I'd rather see a woman's eyes wet than dry in a case like this.
Oh, a good, hard-working boy. He loved that little bit of land he bought for himself and Minnie.
Mrs. Nungesser, did anybody ever come to your son before he was married to threaten him in any way?
No, Sheriff. He just went his own way. A happy young farmer. And now he's gone. Murdered.
No, no, Mrs. Nungesser, it's sad indeed, but remember, we have work to do. Now, tell me.
Yes?
Was John happy with his wife?
Oh, yes. Yes, he was proud of her, too. Such a fine-looking girl. And such a strong woman to help him work the land.
Minnie said that John was expecting something to happen to him. Did you have that feeling about your son?
Oh, no. I never saw anything but the sunshine in him.
Think now, Mrs. Nungesser. Did he ever mention anyone who might be jealous of him? Anyone who meant danger for him?
I don't know. There was that day about dynamite and the fish.
What's that?
Oh, they came here that afternoon and asked my son to go with them. Dynamite and fish. Oh, I'm sorry. That's again the law, isn't it?
Yes, yes, but so is murder. What about this dynamite business? Who was it wanted John to go with them?
Oh, just a couple of farmhands.
Who?
Jake Landert and Eldo Wernley.
Oh, Jake and Eldo, eh? They work around here, don't they?
Yeah, over on the Flicker farm.
Well, why didn't John go with them that afternoon?
He was uneasy. Yes, I remember now. He was uneasy.
About what?
I don't know. He seemed to feel that there was something hanging over him that afternoon.
Jake Landert and Eldo Wernley. I wonder if they swapped guns for dynamite.
Can't hang a man for dynamite and fish.
No, Jake, but a landlocked salmon and a man are two different things.
Well, why should I kill John Nungesser? You've been asking me that for an hour now.
Well, that's just the first hour, Jake. I'm going to keep you here in jail until you tell me what you know about this murder.
I told you, I don't know nothing.
And why'd you want John Nungesser to help you dynamite fish?
Because we wanted to catch some fish. That's why.
You wanted to you're either a very shrewd guy or you're the dumbest cow I ever saw.
Yeah, that reminds me. I got to get back to the cows or Mr. Fricker will be hollering at me.
You'll go when we're through with you, not before.
Tell us what you know about this murder, Jake.
Well, John Nungesser was killed.
Oh, is that so? Who killed him?
I don't know. Why don't you ask Minnie?
Yeah, why should we ask her? You think she knows?
I don't know. Maybe she does. Maybe she can guess. You know, she's lucky.
What do you mean by that? Come on, don't shrug your shoulders that way, Jake. Tell me, what do you mean she's lucky?
Well, I heard Mr. Fricker say when he's lucky, and, well, that's all I know.
You mean she's lucky her husband was killed? Don't shrug your shoulders. Talk. Is she lucky because her husband was murdered?
Maybe. I don't know. Oh, say, Sheriff.
Yeah, what?
How much milk do you think Mr. Fricker's prize cow gave last week, huh?
Why, you blooming idiot. Come on, Blair, let's go. Mrs. Fricker?
Yes.
I'm Sheriff Winters. This is Deputy Blair. Mr. Fricker at home?
Yes, come right in. Just have a seat here in the sitting room. I'll call my husband.
Thank you.
Emo? Oh, Emo.
Yeah?
Mr. Winters, the sheriff, and another man.
Oh, all right, I'll be right there. Tom!
Yeah?
Give a new calf a full bucket of milk tonight.
All right, Mr. Fricker.
Well, what can I do for you, gentlemen?
Mr. Fricker, we've come to talk with you about this Nungesser case.
Why don't you call it murder and be done with it?
Jenny, you keep out of this.
I guess I got as much right to talk as anybody.
Go on. Get out now.
Body can't say a word around here no more.
Listen, mind, Mrs. Fricker, gentlemen. She's been a little upset by this Nungesser affair.
Oh, I understand. Almost everybody's been upset by this case except the man's wife, it seems.
Oh, that's just a woman's way.
Mr. Fricker, I just come over to talk with you about your hired men, Jake Landert and Eldo Wernley.
Yeah?
How long have they worked for you?
Oh, about 6 years, I guess.
Ever seen them with any guns?
No.
Did they hate John Nungesser?
I wouldn't know. See, on a big farm like this, gentlemen, I can't keep all the ins and outs of the hired help right at my fingertips.
Yeah, well, Mr. Fricker, do you know of any reason why Mrs. Nungesser would have wanted her husband killed?
No.
But one of your men, Jake, just told us that you said Mrs. Nungesser was lucky. Why?
Oh, that. Well, you see, whenever she was around, I had good crops, good season. That's what you meant by lucky, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, sure, that's what we meant.
She was a good omen, is that it?
Yes.
She was more than a good omen, if you ask me. This place was a madhouse with her around.
Now, Jenny, stop that talk.
I won't. That woman was on your mind, Emil, and you know it.
Get out of here. Go on. Get out.
Wait a minute now. Just a minute. Don't go, Mrs. Fricker.
Well, my wife is upset, Sheriff. She's just trying to drag in this poor girl's name.
Poor girl, huh? I was the poor girl, Sheriff. You don't know what I had to put up with year after year with that girl around
Jenny.
Here.
Jenny!
Oh, she used to work here, too, huh, Fricker?
Yes, of course. Why... What do you think?
Well, we knew her first husband worked for you, but we weren't sure Mrs. Nungesser worked, too.
Yes, she did. A very able girl she was.
And lucky, too, eh, Mr. Fricker?
Yes, she was.
Mr. Fricker, you have a reputation for being a scientific farmer, haven't you?
Well, I guess I have.
Then why did you have to depend upon a woman for luck?
Yeah, why'd you have to employ a charm? A good luck omen. That ain't part of scientific farming, is it?
Go on, Emil, answer that one, if you can. Answer it.
Yeah, what's the answer, Mr. Fricker?
The answer is goodbye. I'm not answering any more questions.
Oh, I see. You're kicking the sheriff and deputy out of your house. Is that it?
Goodbye, gentlemen.
All right, Fricker. We'll goodbye, Fricker. But I've got a hunch we're coming back. Come on, Blair.
Minnie brought us good luck. Good luck, Minnie.
What do you make of it? Mrs. Nungesser, it's us. I'd like to come inside. I want to talk to you. Oh, thanks.
You can sit down in here. Ain't nobody home.
Thank you.
Now, Mrs. Nungesser, we want you to be honest with us. Don't want you to conceal nothing.
I have nothing to hide.
Well, maybe you have and maybe you haven't. We're not so sure, see?
I don't know what you mean.
Mrs. Nungesser, we know everything.
What do you mean?
Deputy Blair's right. We got this case buttoned up tight.
Button tight. I don't understand.
We know who murdered your husband.
You know who you know? Who? Who did it?
Mrs. Nungesser, you might as well tell us everything you know first.
I tell you. Me. You don't think I killed him, do you?
We're doing the questioning, Mrs. Nungesser. Don't forget that.
But I don't understand. Why are you here? If you know who killed John, why don't you arrest him?
How do you know it's a man?
A man? How do I know? You think it's a woman, maybe? Sure, I was right. You think I killed my husband. Tell me the truth. You think I killed him, don't you?
We're not answering any questions yet. We want you to tell us everything you know first.
But I told you already, I don't know nothing.
All right. Maybe you will know everything if we tell you who killed your husband. If we tell you that Emil Fricker murdered your husband.
Well, why don't you say something?
What should I say?
Well, we told you who killed your husband. Ain't you got nothing to say?
No, nothing.
Fricker told us you wanted him killed. He said you wanted to go back to him.
I go back to him? No, he didn't say that.
Mrs. Nungesser, you're not calling my deputy a liar, are you?
No, but Emil didn't say that. He couldn't say that.
Why couldn't he?
Why? Because he knows how I feel about him. He knows. I told him. Many times I told him.
Well, if you don't tell us everything, you're going to have a mighty tough time convincing the jury that Frick is lying. And he said you loved him. You were crazy about him.
I loved him. Me. I loved Emil Fricker. That pig. I would rather die than go back to him. You think he's a big farmer, a gentleman, don't you? I'll tell you what he is.
Get this down, Blair.
I'll show you what kind of a gentleman he really is. Sure, I heard you. Go on, write it down. I don't care. I'll tell you everything. Everything. I used to work for Emil Fricker. Hard work, too. Milk cows, clean the house. Everything he had me do. for $8 a month. I was a slave there. One day I came back to the house tired. He was home alone. He called me upstairs.
Minnie?
Yes?
Where were you?
In the barn. There's something wrong with Bessie, I think.
Never mind Bessie now. I want to talk to you.
Her milk is thin. I think maybe she ought to graze up.
The devil with the cows, I said. Come up here. I want to talk to you about something.
All right, I'll come.
Well, hurry, hurry. Don't be so slow.
I'm awful tired. What do you want to talk to me about?
Come in here.
Why'd you lock the door?
Sit down, Minnie. I want to talk to you. Oh, don't be afraid. I'm your friend.
What do you want?
Minnie, you've been pretty lucky for me.
Lucky for you?
Yeah. Since you've been with me, I've had good, profitable seasons. You're just lucky.
I haven't been lucky for myself. I work hard.
Yes, of course. I was coming to that. From now on, you're going to be lucky for yourself.
What do you mean?
I'm going to raise your wages.
Thank you.
Thank you? Is that all I get? Won't you give me a kiss?
A kiss? You're a married man.
Well, what difference does that make?
Maybe it doesn't make any difference to you. To me, it does.
Minnie, I'm a rich man. Richest in the county. Be good to me and, well, you'll be happy.
I don't want that kind of happiness.
Don't talk to me that way. I'm Emil Fricker. What I want, I get.
Yes, I know. I know how your wife is frightened when you talk to her. I know how your daughter's afraid.
It's none of your business what I do with my family. Sorry, Minnie. Forgive me. Just forgot myself. Now, you and I can be friends. Good friends, I mean. I need you. Because you're lucky. And because I love you. Who's there?
Is that you, Emil?
Yeah. What do you want?
Why did you lock the door?
Because I wanted it locked. Now, go on. Go in.
There's someone in there with you. Who is it?
Mind your own business and get away from that door.
It's Minnie, ain't it?
No.
Yes, it is, Mrs. Fricker. Get me out of here, please. Please. He won't let me out.
Get up. And you out there. Get away from that door or I'll break every bone in your body. Now, go on. Get away.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. That ought to convince you, Minnie. I'm still boss around here. People do as I say. Now, come here. Oh, don't be afraid.
What happened after that, Mrs. Nungesser?
One day I told him I would leave.
You can't do that to me, Minnie.
No, I will do it. I'm leaving. I'm going to get married.
You're going to get married? You're leaving me? You won't dare. Minnie, if you leave me, if you marry, I'm going to kill your husband. Do you hear that? I'm going to kill your husband. You're coming back to me. I want you, understand? I want you. And nobody else is going to take you from me.
Then you quit?
Yes. You know what happened after that. Robert was found shot. Suicide, they called it. Suicide.
Oh, you don't think he took his own life, huh?
What does it matter what I think?
But you wouldn't say that you think Fricker shot your husband, is that it?
I can't prove it. He's too smart for that. Emil Fricker is a very smart man.
You might as well tell us what you did with the guns, Jake. We know you shot John Nungesser.
Your boss, Emil Fricker, said you killed him.
He said I killed him?
Yeah, he said you wanted to rob Nungesser.
And you borrowed Fricker's guns. What'd you do with them?
Fricker said that I borrowed his guns.
Yeah, you know what that means, don't you? Death, Jake. Death by hanging in this state.
He said that I wanted to rob Nungesser?
That's what Fricker said. And he's got plenty of witnesses, too.
Witnesses?
He sure has.
You might as well confess, Jake. You're not going to leave jail anyhow.
I'll tell you something else Fricker told us. He said you killed Nungesser because you were in love with his wife.
He said that I was in love with... Fricker said I was in love, that I killed John. He's a liar, darn him. Emil Fricker's a liar. He made me kill him.
What?
I didn't do it, he'd have killed me. He gave me them guns. He made me kill him.
How are you going to prove it at the trial, Jake? Now, if you tell us what happened, maybe we can help you.
Sure, I'll tell you everything. But it's not our fault. Fricker made us.
Our? Who's the other man?
Eldoom, Wernley. Both of us shot him.
All right, now give us the story from the beginning.
Well, in the morning, Fricker called us to the barn. He looked madder than talking.
Man, you've got nothing to worry about. Anybody in this town will take my word.
But why should we kill him?
I told you why. I want Minnie. I want Nungesser's wife. If I need the knife, she'll never come back to me. You've got to kill John Nungesser.
Yeah, but we...
Oh, shut up. There are no buts. Nungesser will be coming down the side road in a few minutes. Now, here are three guns. Use all of them so the dumb police will think a gang killed him. And remember, if you don't do what I say, I'll kill both of you myself. Now, go on now. I'm going back to the field with Harry. And don't forget, I'm boss and I get what I want.
Then what happened?
Well, a little while after, we were standing in the road and we heard John's wagon a-coming. Here he comes. Now, what would she shut? What would we do?
Well, let's wave to him and he'll stop.
Hey, John! John!
Whoa! Whoa! Steady there. Hello, hello.
What's up, Jake? Going down?
Yeah, will you give us a hitch?
Sure, jump in. I'm going to town.
So are we. Hey, look.
What's the matter?
Your rear wheel, it's loose.
Loose? Wait till I get down.
Loose? That isn't loose. Hey, what's the idea of Fuller? What are you doing with those guns?
Now it's your turn. Use both guns like the boss said. You started the horses going. They're frightened. They're running away.
Come on, Jake. Let's get away. He's dead, all right. We'll just leave him here. Come on.
So you both shot him, eh?
Yeah, just like the boss said. We used the three guns.
Oh, you're pretty proud of your job, aren't you? Use three guns, eh?
You guys may be the police, but you don't know my boss. If we didn't do what he said, he'd use 10 guns on us.
And you don't know us, Jake. We're going to use one rope on him, but it'll be a nice strong one.
Well, that chain ought to be finished now, eh, Sheriff?
Yeah, only one more link, the most important one. Come on, Blair, this is the last lap. We're ready for our scientific farmer who believed in luck.
We're the ones in luck, outside of Fricker's wife.
Back here again.
Hold on there, Fricker. We don't frighten so easily, like Minnie or your wife.
Or Jake.
What are you talking about?
You don't know, eh? Well, we'll tell you then. We're talking about the murder of one John Nungesser. Shot to death 12 times.
With three guns.
Yeah, guns supplied by Emil Fricker.
You're crazy. You can't arrest me for that murder.
Oh, no? You hear that, Blair? Said we can't arrest him for Nungesser's murder. Well, come on, Fricker. You're coming with us. We don't want a peep out of you, understand?
I know who I am.
Sure, you're the guy who's guilty of murder. You're the guy who wanted Minnie Nungesser and made your two hired men murder for you. You're the guy who's going to hang.
No jury will ever convict me. I'll get the best lawyer in town. I'll spend more money than the county will. I'll be acquitted in 5 minutes.
Yeah, how much longer, Sheriff?
5 minutes. They're testing the scaffold out there now. Well, anything to say, Fricker? Any message for your wife or family?
No. Sheriff.
What is it, Fricker?
Hanging the wrong man. I didn't kill anybody. Jake and Eldo did.
Yeah, I know all about that. But you made them do it.
Jake and Eldo killed him. They are the ones who should hang.
You made them do it. You gave them the guns.
Yeah, three of them. You wanted to be sure, didn't you?
Jake and Eldo.
Never mind about them, Fricker. They're here for life, thanks to you.
Yeah, I'm ready, sir.
All right. All right, Fricker.
You're ready for me, eh? I'd be ready for you, too, if I had a gun.
Three guns, you mean?
Sure, that's right, three guns. One for you, one for Jake, and one for Minnie. I'll show you I'm still boss. I'll show all of you. Give me three guns!
Tough to the end, if he had three guns.
Yeah, but I told him one rope was better than 10 guns.
Just heard a thrilling story taken from the pages of True Detective Mysteries magazine, a McFadden publication.